Covenant Evangelical Reformed Church, Our Newest Sister, an editorial by Professor Russell Dykstra. In June 2011, the Contact Committee of the PRC came to Synod with a mutually agreed upon arrangement for a full sister relationship with the Covenant Evangelical Reformed Church in Singapore. This was the culmination of over 5 years of discussion through correspondence and visits. The Synod of 2011 unanimously approved the proposed sister relationship. As is the practice of the PRC, the approval was provisional. Final approval would come only after consulting with the sister church in Northern Ireland to hear whether our dear sister in Europe had any objections to the proposed relationship. She had none. Thus, in June of 2012, the Synod of the PRC confirmed, again unanimously, the sister relationship with CERC. Most of the standard-bearer readers have rather limited knowledge of this congregation located so many miles away in Singapore. Interest within the PRC flared with the news that the Lord led Reverend Andy Lanning, pastor of Faith Protestant Reformed Church, to accept the call to serve as minister on loan to CERC. Yet, the reality is, most still do not know much about the congregation, and very few have personal knowledge from a visit to the island. As a member of the contact committee who had the privilege to live and work there for about 11 weeks total this year, I have a burden to introduce CERC to you. Though I will do my best to remain objective, I will inform you immediately that my wife and I came to know and love these saints. I write out of that personal knowledge of and love for the saints, as well as my knowledge of the history of the church in Singapore gained over the years. To understand CERC, one must know something of their context. The city-state called Singapore. Singapore is a modern, well-kept, garden city located at the tip of Malaysia in Southeast Asia. It is a diamond-shaped island approximately 28 miles long, east to west, and 14 miles wide, north to south. If a reader in West Michigan were to drive from Allendale to Lowell, he would have driven the length of Singapore. Northwest Iowa folks would do the same if they drove from Perkins to Sanborn. Imagine a cutout of a map of Singapore placed over a like area of Greater Grand Rapids. In that area, in and about Grand Rapids, dwell perhaps 500,000 people. In northwest Iowa, that same area might contain perhaps 50,000 inhabitants. By contrast, on the island of Singapore, over 5.2 million people live and work. The dominant ethnic group in Singapore is Chinese, 76%, followed by Malay, 14%, and Indian, 8%. English is spoken by nearly all who are under 70 years of age, though a visitor will hear many different languages spoken as well, including Malay, Tamil, or Indian, and several different Chinese dialects. Singapore is also a mix religiously. Approximately half the population is Buddhist Taoists. Taoism has elements of Buddhism, but it is a Chinese religion that emphasizes the worship of ancestors. Muslims account for about 15%, and Hindu, the religion of Indians, 5%. 5% of the population is Roman Catholic, and 10% other Christians, mostly Baptists, Methodists, and Pentecostal. About 17% claim to have no religion. Very few Reformed or Presbyterian believers live on the island. But whatever religion one confesses, the government demands harmony. Several laws are on the books that threaten fines and imprisonment for one whose words or actions threaten the religious harmony maintained in Singapore. Thus far, these laws have rarely been invoked. One wonders whether an antithetical Reformed sermon on idolatry, or marriage, or the intermediate state of the soul after death, might one day be condemned by a judge as a violation of religious harmony. Singapore has been completely on her own only since 1965. God gave to this tiny country with almost zero natural resources a ruler with much earthly wisdom, Mr. Lee Kuan Yew. The well-beloved Mr. Lee is the founding father of Singapore, guiding her since her independence. He was prime minister for 31 years and remained active in the government until about a year ago. His government has moved Singapore from the state of a backward, strife-filled country to a modern, prosperous, and beautiful island. Strictly enforced law and order, coupled with swift punishment for the lawbreaker, including capital punishment for a drug smuggler, has made Singapore a city of near zero crime. Over the years, political and economic stability drew in untold foreign investment, resulting in a robust economy, making Singapore one of the richest countries in the world. Overall, Singaporeans are industrious, highly educated, and very patriotic. In such a city, nation, of 274 square miles, our dear fellow saints in CERC live, work, study, and worship. CERC is a congregation of over 140 members. It is made up of 28 families, together with a mixture of unmarried men and women. Confessing members number 106, children 35. Membership classes are almost always being conducted by the elders or a minister when they have one. These classes help the youth who have been raised in the church prepare for making public confession of their faith. But much more, these classes are for individuals who have been attending for months or years, have become convicted of the Reformed faith taught and maintained in CERC, and desire now to confess their faith and join themselves to this manifestation of the true Church of Christ. Many of these new members have non-Christian parents. One of the features of CERC immediately striking a visitor is the large number of youth in attendance. Half of the congregation, 70 members, is part of a group of unmarried members under 29. A number of the older ones are dating, most within the church, a very positive prospect for CERC if the Lord blesses the church with godly marriages and covenant families. The youth, by which I refer to those from about 15 to 25 years of age, are striking for another reason, their zeal. As a whole, their youthful energy is devoted to spiritual concerns, namely to learning the Reformed doctrines and living them. They are, in a word, hungry for the Reformed faith. Saturday afternoons will find large numbers of youth gathered for speeches, Bible studies, or a fun outing. Their fellowship is exceptional. A sizable number of these youth have come to the faith as a result of contact with a member of CERC. Some of these came to the Reformed faith, some came to faith in Christ. They have the zeal of the new convert, eager to learn the Bible, the Reformed doctrine, the confessions, and the practical application of these to their lives. CERC is an active, living congregation. They pack much into their Sundays due to difficulties of travel. For most Singaporeans, a car is not an option, and many members depend on public transportation. For some, coming to church is an hour-plus undertaking, even with an efficient bus and train public transport system. As noted, their Sunday schedule is heavy. An average Sunday goes like this. 9:30 a.m. to 11 a.m., morning service. 11:30 to 12:30, catechism for children, instruction class for adults. 12:30 to 1:30, meal together. 2 o'clock to 3:15, afternoon service. When a visiting minister, professor is available, the youth will hold a question and answer session for another hour after the second service. In addition, various groups meet in homes for Bible study or discussion of good books. Prayer meetings are held twice a month. On the first day of the year, the congregation comes together for a day of prayer and praise to reflect on the past year and look ahead to the next. They have a well-attended, week-long church camp in June. Reverend Smith spoke at the last one. The youth have their own camps twice a year, though most of them also attend the church camp. The Reformation Day Conference is another major event for the congregation, involving much planning, promotion, and usually many visitors. Professor Inglesmith is slated to give the 3 or 4 speeches for the conference this year, Lord willing. CERC members have an enviable gift. They have a knack for attracting visitors to their worship service and for receiving them well. They invite friends from school, relatives young and old, colleagues from work and more, and people come, and some return repeatedly. Although many never become members, some do. This conscious effort and effective witnessing by members accounts for much of the growth of CERC. God has blessed it. It also explains why they have an average of 20 to 30 visitors every week. This year, September, CERC commemorates 25 years as a congregation. CERC is, like any other Church of Jesus Christ, a wonder of grace. There were times when their fortune was extremely dim, their very survival in question. The history of CERC is tied to First Evangelical Reformed Church, for these two congregations have the same root and were once the denomination called Evangelical Reformed Churches in Singapore. Their development from 1962 to 1997 is recounted by one of its oldest members, Pastor Lau Chin Kui. Their story can be found on the PRCA.org website. It ought to be read by every member of the PRC. Pastor Lau recounts his and others being drawn out of the darkness of idolatry as students and their later contact with the PRC. He writes of the missionary labors of Pastor Den Hartog and the organization and growth of ERCS. The eventual organization of Covenant ERC, and the coming of Reverend Quartering as minister on loan. Not recorded is the unspeakably sad subsequent history of schism and departure from the Reformed truth. Within 10 years of the history penned by Pastor Lau, the denomination ERCS was no more, for fundamental disagreements forced the two churches to go their separate ways. The upheaval and turmoil almost destroyed CERC. She abides a living testimony to the power of Jesus Christ to preserve His church. You do not know Covenant ERC until you know more of her history and how she came to the point she is today. That in the November 1 issue.